Hi, this is Jamar Wakefield, producer of the Bright Moments podcast. For more than 40 years, Dorothon Kirk has been a major force at WBGO, Newark Public Radio, and she has the stories to prove it. Stories about her husband, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, her love of jazz, and her community, Newark, New Jersey. I'm so thankful that her stories will now be shared with the world. Each episode is based on a memory and a photograph that Dorothon Kirk considers to be a bright moment. Dorothon Kirk and I are here at 54 Wayne Shorter Way inside the WBGO studios. Today we're delving into a special concert series known as The Record Fair. It wasn't just any gathering. It brought together record collectors from all corners of the country, united by their shared passion for vinyl, jazz, and of course the art of raising funds for Newark Public Radio. It also became a performance incubator for up-and-coming artists. If you had visited the record fair in 1990, you would have had the pleasure of hearing the musical stylings of a young Roy Hargrove, which is pretty cool. At the heart of it were three remarkable individuals: NEA jazz master Dorothon Kirk herself, along with Rita Keith, who is now the WBGO membership services coordinator, and the late Bob Porter. Together, they orchestrated an event that wasn't just about swapping records. It was a celebration of community, music, and the adoring allure of jazz.
Many years ago, and fans that are listening will know who Bob Porter was. He was one of the first on-air host announcers at WBGO. Matter of fact, when he first came here, he was a volunteer, meaning he didn't get paid. And he did a show called Rare But Well Done. And this is going to sound ancient, but the reason he called it that is because he played a lot of material. And generally, it was blues, R&B type music. And the reason he called it Rare But Well Done is because he had the originals of that music, and they had not yet been reissued on CD. Mm. Remember, we started in 1979, and this really makes me feel aged. They didn't have CDs yet. And so Bob called his program Rare But Well Done. In addition to that, he also brokered music collections. Mm. And that's the word Gary uses. I just say he sold LPs from his house, but saying he brokered it is a little more professional, sophisticated. Anyhow, he came up with this idea of having a record fair as a fundraiser for WBGO. So he went to Loretta Rucker, who was then the membership supervisor, and the very first record fair was done in WBGO Pharma Studio. It went over so big until they moved it to New York City, to the New York, Pennsylvania Hotel that just closed, I believe, in 2020. It's across the street from Penn Station.
It sure is.
The record fair there. Maybe a couple of years. Eventually, we moved the record fair to the Gateway Center in Newark.
Wait, so logistically, you were selling records?
Yes.
Like a book fair?
Yes, like a book fair. Other record vendors were invited to sell their ware, and they had to pay us for a space.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Eventually, and I really do not remember how this happened, but eventually we moved the record fair to Gateway Center, and that's in Newark. It's a complex across from Newark Penn Station. You walk across the street, there's the Hilton Hotel. You go up the escalator through the lobby of the Hilton Hotel. It's probably something else now, I'm not sure. And in what I call the space between all of the different stores, restaurants, and what have you, that's where the record vendors would set up. And it was a huge, huge event and had a lot of details that went along with it.
Who are the vendors?
The vendor, it started out, again, simply as a record fair. Remember, we have our own airwaves and we could promote whatever we wanted to, as much as we wanted to. So when people heard it, back then, Bob Porter wasn't one of a kind. There were tons of other people who also sold records. And some of the people, you know, may have had record stores, etc.
Right.
So they could come there to a quote-unquote captured audience, and they could go through their material and buy them. So we did that. We devised a form, and we called it a waiver that they had to sign. And the waiver said, if you don't sell one record, we're not responsible. You do know that when people sign up and they pay for a space for something like this, if they don't sell, they're going to blame you, which is not your fault that nobody would buy your product, okay? So we had to have a waiver. Each vendor had to sign it, relieving WBGO of any responsibility, whether you made $1,000 or $0, okay? And so this worked out tremendously. Why? Normally, New Yorkers don't come to Newark for anything. But this was special. And New York thinks it has everything to offer that anybody would want. As it turns out, it really doesn't. It has missing pieces, too. Because New Yorkers could take New Jersey Transit or the PATH train from New York. And once they got to Penn Station, I think the trip is about 12 minutes on New Jersey Transit. You are there. So this was very, very, very successful. There came a time we decided that because we got requests from vendors that sold other kind of items, Afrocentric clothing and wear, different art kind of items. So instead of just saying the record fair, we turned it into the records and crafts fair. Okay? So by this time, it had grown. And if you've ever been to Newark Penn Station, you go down the long hallway, aisleway, then you make a turn there, and there's an area where you're still inside the building, but you are going over MacArthur Highway. So it got so big, we had to set up tables not only down the aisleway, but around the corner, and it became successful. It, again, was a lot of work because it's a lot of fine detail. I cannot remember how we decided to add a free concert to this event.
To the record fair?
Mm-hmm, or the at the end of the day, we decided that as an added attraction, we would have a concert in the Hilton's ballroom, and all of those people that had tickets that had come to the record fair can now come to the concert, and it was for free.
So the I'm just trying to get the the setup. So the vendors would pay, obviously, to set up and sell. Mm-hmm. Did people buy tickets to come to the record fair?
Mm-hmm. See, and that went...
It's such a good plan.
And that went to BGO. Mm-hmm. Because, remember, and I can't remember what it cost or anything, but we had to give the complex, you know, money for that space.
Right,
but
the rental space.
As I remember, it wasn't a lot of money because they were happy that we were attracting people to the area that normally wouldn't come. Again, there were shops, restaurants, and what have you on that level after you go out of the Hilton. So we added a concert on to it. If I remember correctly, we wouldn't pay the artists that we had. We, back then, again, remember, we have our airwaves. And so, having said that, musicians were already always ready to do something for gratis for WBGO because their name was going to be all over the radio. Nowadays, I guess because of technology, you know, social media and all of those different platforms, it's not as easy to go to a musician and ask them to do a performance for you.
Sure.
And in exchange, you're going to get a lot of publicity.
Right, because so, they might be getting their own publicity just off their Instagram, right.
After a while, it became not so conducive to do that because the world started to change and the interest wasn't there. But it was a really, really great, great event.
How long did it go on?
I can't remember. Maybe when we talk again, I do have a couple of other people that I can ask that might remember some things I don't. As I said to you earlier, BGO former employees who are far younger than I am and were involved in these events, they don't remember anything. That amazes me. Anyhow, that was the record fair that WBGO produced.
I love it.
Oh, this is really important. I would pick up Rita. Rita is an employee of WBGO now. She's worked here for many years, but off and on, but she's been back for a few years. Rita was my, let's say, assistant, and I would pick her up here on Orange Road at her house at 5 o'clock in the morning because the vendors would start coming around 6:30 or 7 o'clock. So we would have to be ready for them when they got there. Mm. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it. And I didn't know it was a lot of work. back then. And Rita, because of her personality, I designated Rita to take that waiver and have the vendors to sign it.
Oh,
she would get the vendors to sign the waiver form for me. There were no cell phones in those days. So Rita and I both had a walkie-talkie so we could stay in touch with each other during the day.
Rita.
And I can remember people complaining to me, people being vendors, mm-hmm. you know, and this is what I would do. I would call Rita on the walkie-talkie and Rita. Could you go talk to vendor number seven, Mr. Seven? We got to really know those people.
Yeah, I bet you did.
And so I would send Rita to them because her approach dealing with people is just a little bit different than mine, and it worked.
Do you think she's just more straightforward? Like, here's the form.
She's I use the word stern. She's very stern with what she does and how she responds to people. She's a really nice person, but if you encounter her, you can just tell by the look on her face that you're not going to be able to push her over, let's put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you...
Me, I'm... Hi, little Miss Nice. Okay? And most of those people thought they were my very best friends in the world anyhow, which, of course, they weren't. But when you're dealing with people, and particularly if there's money involved,
right,
you have to be as nice as you possibly can because you're going to want their repeat business.
Right. It's hospitality. Mm-hmm. It's good customer service.
The Bright Moments podcast is a production of WBGO Studios. Special thanks to Dorthon Kirk. It's been my pleasure to spend so many hours in the studio with you, listening to these stories. This podcast is executive produced by Billy Robinson, hosted and produced by me, Jamara Wakefield.